Welcome back to the Natural Radio Show. This is your host, Indira Mendez. Once again, on the Natural Radio Show, where beautiful women worldwide come together in peace, harmony, and respect. Natural Radio Show is a platform for us to encourage holistic and sufficient discussions as a way to empower and uplift all women worldwide on the Natural Radio Show. Once again, this is your host, Indira Mendez, and today's date is April 21st, 2020, on a nice Tuesday evening. And tonight's topic is going to be about the power in letting go. Please be advised that this is a 30 to 45 minute talk show, so you all can stay tuned. At some point in our lives, we all reach a point of deciding to let go. Letting go of what's not within our control or no longer serves a purpose in our lives. It is a matter of realizing peace is more important to reserve rather than seeking to achieve the inevitable. Chasing after what isn't within our control. To reserve one's peace is to master self-control and divinely unfold self-love. That is the power of letting go. If you want to read the selection, you can check out the Naturelle website. It is naturelle.com, where you can read the whole entire selection on the power of letting go. Now, this is separate from what I would like to discuss in tonight's show. So I just wanted to elaborate a little bit more in detail of the power of letting go and being able to realize at some point when things are no longer within our control that it is reasonable, just as much as it's realistic, to evaluate all situations, all circumstances that we come up against, and be able to accept things the way they are. Okay? And when I say accept things the way they are, meaning if it's not within our power, it's not within our control to actually make a difference or to change the dynamic of what may be affecting us or maybe affecting more than one person. Okay, what I am referring to is that sometimes you just have to let things plan out the way that it's supposed to be. Okay, when those things happen, you have to realize that it's a lesson that we can gather from the experience or for the circumstance that's not within our control. Okay, so sometimes I understand that there's people out in the world that want to keep fighting or want to keep pushing because they don't like to quit. They don't like to give up. They want to be perfect. And that's fine to have those thoughts, to have that tenacity. Yes, it's fine to have that, you know, that fire, to have that drive, to want to keep going, you know. But then it comes a time where you're putting in all of the effort, you're doing so much that you can. And it's like, no matter what you do, it's either the same circumstances keep happening, you know, and there's no difference. There's no change. Now, this is something totally different from you being patient, okay? Because we all, like I said, it's all a learning process when it comes down to life in general. And then realizing when to let go of certain things. However, if it's a case of you being patient, Sometimes you might see someone way further ahead of you, you know, someone who progressed more than you, you know, and you might have the temptation of wanting to measure yourself up to that person. But the right thing to do is not to do that. So you might be putting in a lot of action, and in return, you're not getting anything. And that's fine, because someone once told me about, I forget the name of the tree that they told me, it's the bamboo tree, I think they told me about, that it takes about 5 years to grow in height. And when they told me about this parable, you know, about this story, and they were able to make the comparison to something that I was going through, it made me look at the situation totally different when they used the parable of the bamboo tree, you know, and comparing it to someone else whose tree may be, you know, bigger, you know. Just giving yourself time and having that drive, you know, keep doing all of the right things, you know, even though it's a delayed gratification in the end. That's fine, because in the end, once you've put in all that you've done, it's going to pay off. You are going to reap the fruits of your labor in the end. Now, that doesn't apply to situations such as, circumstances such as sickness, you know, illness, those things that may come upon us. And we know that it's not within our control to change the situation, no matter how much inside intrinsically we want to change it. But because we are, you know, succumbed by the circumstance or situation, like I said, it can be a disease or it can be something, you know, outside or related, you know, but it's just a point of coming to a realization that you're putting in so much effort, you're putting up a fight, and it's like, it's tiring you more than it's actually recharging you. So you know you keep doing something, and you know as a result when you're getting back the same thing back in return. Now this has nothing to do with the inactivity of a person's patience. This has a lot to do with a person doing the same exact thing and getting the same results in the end. You know, because sometimes in life, we go through a series of lessons that's meant to teach us something, is meant to wake us up, is meant to warn us. It's so many things that life comes to present to us. And that is separate from you just having a purpose. People get, you know, discouraged. People get depressed. People may feel disappointment in certain parts of their lives because they feel as though they have not achieved all that they have or could have achieved where they are at. But I'm here to say that you're not supposed to measure yourself by anybody else's standards or somebody else's life. You have to accept where you are at. And as sometimes letting go could possibly be you forgiving yourself of a situation, forgiving yourself if you procrastinated, you came to a realization that, you know, you've been making the wrong decisions for a long period of time. And it is what it is. Sometimes we have to call our loss. We have to accept it, you know, and move on. Life is about moving forward, learning lessons, becoming a lesson, and being able to structure that lesson and teach another person what to do and what not to do, just based off of the experience that you may have had. Okay, so I'm just here to say that letting go also could be, you know, a person in relationship. They may have hope for things to turn around, things to, you know, change and things like that. But when you have a mindset stuck in the past and then you're hopeful for something to change in the future, that means that you have not come to a realization or a point of where you stand in relationship with the person. And this is just me talking generally about relationships. That means you have not accepted. You may not have accepted, you know, what, you know, you contributed to causing the relationship to end, or a separation, or things of that nature. You may not have accepted or fully accepted why things are the way that it is, you know, but to have hope is almost like, you know, that it's equivalent to, excuse me, wishful thinking. Okay, and having wishful thinking is something that's childlike. Children have imaginations. Children can afford to be wishful in their thinking. They can afford to do that. But when you are an adult, you have to understand that just as much as you have a purpose in life, that person also has a purpose in life. Okay? And when it comes down to choices being made, you know, each of the person have a choice that is guaranteed to them to make. And if that person chooses that they don't want the relationship, they want to move on and so forth, and it is what it is, sometimes you have to grant that person what, you know, of letting the relationship go and accepting the losses and moving forward. Some people feel that they invest so much into a person, into a relationship, that they forget to realize that you are with a person, not a property. And when you're dealing with someone from the standpoint as if they're your property, you will never, ever be able to come to a common ground with the person, because you don't even have enough respect to respect yourself, to acknowledge that this is another person that's totally different, or have different, not even idols, but different aspirations, and let alone just a purpose that is different from your path, you know. And when you come into a relationship, you don't come into a relationship buying it out or buying the person out. You don't do that, or come with a series of expectations of someone making you happy and so forth. That's not what a relationship is about. So getting into a marriage and you know that you have not been fully equipped or experience and being in relationship, and like I said, marriage per se, a person that is married, you know, a divorce, realistically, it happens all the time. And for a person that is on their second or third divorce, I feel as though, and this is just my opinion, don't knock me, that the person has not learned a lesson from the first marriage that they had, and then a divorce. That means that if you had all failed relationships, that you are the common denominator. Okay? If you are a man and you already had three wives already, You've been married, divorced, married, divorced, married, divorced again. There's a fallibility in your character. There's a fallibility in the way you conduct the relationship. Your idols, your perspective on your role in a relationship. Okay? And likewise with the women. If you've been married once or twice, and you have not learned your lesson from the first marriage, when you get into the second marriage, you sure already know or have a prenotation that, okay, you know what? I'm not marrying this person for this, and be sure of that for you women. I'm marrying this person because I see, you know, beyond just love, I see a potential for growth. I see more than the immaturities of relationships. I see good times. I see bad times. That's because you come to the realization of that. Okay, so when it comes down to the women, you know, you don't marry for material gains. You don't marry because you want a man to take care of you. You don't do those things. Okay, it's a 50-50. Okay, so for those who are in marriages or even in relationships, if it came to a point of letting go, let the relationship go. Call your losses, you know, and accept it. Accept the losses and then realize that this is a tremendous lesson, you know, to teach you that it's not about you just marrying someone. There's also a financial obligation when you're in marriage with a person. You got to come with all of these perspectives before saying I do or accepting any type of relationship that may seem feasible or reasonable to accept. Okay? So it's almost like you have to line all your ducks in a row and be able to make wise decisions. Okay? And not just do it off of the premises because of circumstantial events. There are going to be good times. There are going to be bad times. And we just have to accept that. And a divorce, I understand that it's a hurtful thing. You know, it's a hurtful thing for both man and woman or so forth. You know, when they're going through, you know, a split. But at the end of the day, you realize that what's more important at the end of the day? Are you still able to communicate with this person? Are y'all still able to still get along? You know, not have animosity, you know, but be able to talk, be able to have some type of harmony, even though you realize that that part of your life did not work out. But you never know. Maybe it was best or meant for the two to be able to work otherwise, to just be friends or so forth. And this is just me hypothetically speaking. Okay, so those types of relationships, whether it's marriage or someone just in a committed a relationship and you call it quits or you ended it, it's okay to let it go. And at the end of the day, you have to forgive yourself. But you got to come out stronger, knowing what you want thereafter, you know, learning your lesson. You know, staying single for a period of time before actually getting into another relationship is a practical and logical thing to do. So now that I talked about relationships, like I said, it can be a series of things why a person have to let go of certain circumstances. It could be a person going through an eviction notice, getting ready to, you know, get kicked out of their apartment. And it's like they doing all that they can. And it's like all of the odds is just against them. And as much as they want to go out and ask for help, sometimes that pride, you know, could be too high and not accessible to the situation. Whereas it's preventing you to be humble, that sometimes even though your independence may be sacrificed, but you're ultimately doing what is best for you. Okay, so even though it could be a humiliating situation if you're being evicted, sometimes just letting the situation go and you understanding the detriment that by you getting an eviction, this is going on your credit. It's not going to be a good look for when you want to apply for another apartment or you want to apply for a home, you know. So you want to be able to count your losses in that perspective and understand that, you know what, whatever decisions I made in the past, this affected me, you know, right now. Because, you know, maybe I didn't do something then. Or sometimes it could have been you didn't do nothing. You simply didn't do anything, you know. And it could just be that if it's not an eviction notice, it could be that you burnt out of your house. Okay, a fire happens. And then it's like, what do you do at this point? And you know that you need somebody else. You need someone. You need that support group. You need someone that's there. And all it takes is for the person asking for that help. So sometimes you got to let that go. You got to let your pride go. Sometimes we got to let our ego go to be able to gain that peace of mind, or just that peace in totality. You understand? Because when you have a worried mind causes stress on the heart, stress on the brain, and just stress on the body. When you're constantly worrying about something that is not within your control, you know, it's stressful. So at times you just gotta let the pride, you gotta let the ego go, and you gotta understand the depths, the epitome of humility. You know, a lot of people don't like to experience humility, or neither do people want to be humiliated. I know I don't like to be humiliated, but at the same time, it's all about learning to be humble. Humble in all circumstances. When you have the good and you have the bad times in life, you have to accept the both the two, and you have to accept it in the same capacity, the same joy, the same disappointment, and you should have no partiality in that feeling. Okay? Being humble is evident of your character, or a development of a solid character to come. So it's evident of a solid character, or the development of a solid character, when you understand what it means to be humble, you know, and learn humility in all circumstances and situations. Okay, so that can be that aspect of just letting the situation go. You know, giving up? No, you don't give up when you know you have the opportunity to make a change, to put in the effort. You don't just give up when you know that it just takes certain actions for you to do, but you willfully choose not to do it, and as a result, it perpetuates a bad situation for you. That's a whole defeatist situation at hand. Okay, giving up is equivalent to being a loser. But letting go is when you realize that the situation is no longer in your control after you've done all that you can do. A person that has given up, they give up because they're too lazy, or they have a negative mindset, or they limit themselves of the possibility of what they can do. Or like I said, once again, they just simply lazy and don't want to put in the extra effort in making a change, even though there's a possibility of it. Now, for those who might say, okay, well, what if, you know, you're doing all that you can and then you come to the conclusion that even if you do these steps, it's useless because it's still going to do the same thing. It's still going to happen. You know, just the negative talk, you know, the same thing is going to still happen. And you just keep having that dialogue, the negative dialogue. And you saying to yourself, you know, I already predicted what's going to happen. So I just give up on this. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know when you give it your all in a situation. That means when you realize something, that means you didn't reach the capacity of doing all that you can do. If you saying that, oh, I already predicted the outcome of a situation. Nobody knows the outcome of any situation, such as what we're going through right now. You know, with the COVID-19, the coronavirus, everything's going on. That is not something that we can actually control when it comes down to the death toll. You know, people getting affected, their health is getting affected by it. You know, the only thing that we can do is be in compliance with it. And hopefully someone can actually come up with the vaccination or treatment for this illness so that things can go back to the way things are. But this situation right now that we are in, it's not within our control. Okay? And the people that are in higher authority, they doing all that they can to protect the people in each state, you know, and they doing it accordingly and executing accordingly. You know, they're making things happen. They're doing things step by step. And this is an example of what I'm trying to say. When it comes down to your life, that you have to do things step by step and have much caution, much carefulness when you are making a decision and moving forward, even if the odds is against you. You never know what the outcome is going to be. So, with that being said, I thank you for listening on tonight's show, which is Natural Radio Show. And once again, if you are interested and you wanted to read the article on the power of letting go, you are more than welcome to check out the website, natural.com. And, you know, it's a new website that we have up and it's beautiful. You'll enjoy it. So you all have a wonderful, wonderful night. Good night.